Here's our next question. If you are a Christian, but one day you commit suicide, will you still go to heaven? Now, this is a very, very difficult question, and I want to be clear on one point. To take a life, even your own life, is sin. Having said that, I want to add that no clear-thinking person would ever commit suicide. If someone is in a deep depression or has some other mental condition, it could greatly affect their thinking, even to the point of giving up and thinking there is no way out. People in the Bible, such as Elijah and Jonah, became depressed, even possibly suffering from depression. Both expressed a desire to die. Let me briefly point out the verses that show both Elijah and Jonah expressed a desire to die. I encourage you to read these accounts on your own. Speaking of Elijah, we read in 1 Kings 19:4, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, 'It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers.'" And Jonah, chapter 4 and verse 8 says, "And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat down upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, 'It is better for me to die than to live.'" So we see that sometimes even mighty people of God can become depressed and even may want to end their lives. Again, I want to be very clear that to take a life is sin, even to take your own life. I would never want to give the impression that if some other men of God contemplated suicide, then it's okay. It's not. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, then I strongly urge you to get some help. Suicide is definitely a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Now, if a true believer should take his own life, what would happen? Now, I know this is greatly controversial, but I do know also that the answer is found in God's Word. Let's read Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now this is pretty emphatic. Nothing can separate the believer from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Let's read 1 John 1:7. "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin." I want to look especially at the last phrase of that verse. The blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. Now I want to particularly look at the last two words of that phrase. All sin. All sin would include suicide, wouldn't it? Does it say all sin except for suicide? No, it says all sin. Now, suicide is a terrible thing. However, if you've lost a loved one who was truly a believer to suicide, there is great comfort in knowing this person has gone to be with the Lord. While we need to realize this is sin and something that the Lord doesn't want, we still have the promise of his word that the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin, as we read in 1 John 1:7. But let me repeat that if you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, then please get some professional help. It is not what the Lord would want. Realize, too, that there is no temptation taking you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. We read that in 1 Corinthians 10:13. As a believer, the Lord has promised his presence to strengthen you and enable you to endure whatever trial you are going through. Trust him. If you would like to talk further about this, just contact us at answersfromthebook@gmail.com. If you would like someone to visit you to encourage you in the Lord, let us know, and we will do whatever we can to be a help to you.